The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, joining us now is Professor Donal O'Shea, leading Irish endocrinologist specialising in endocrinology, obesity management and adult gender care. Donal is here to discuss all things GLP-1s and weight loss drugs. We'll get into, I suppose, how to manage it properly and why you shouldn't be getting it off the black market or taking advice off TikTok even. And of course, the health benefits that apply as well. Good afternoon, David. It's hard to know where to start, really. It's such a, Donal, sorry, excuse me. Good afternoon, Donal. It's such a wide area, hard to know where to start.
It is, and it's kind of exploding and continuing to explode on social media and take on kind of a life all of its own through personal trainers advising it, advising ones that aren't yet even approved, that are still in development. RETA, people are calling it. We hope to have that in obesity clinics in about 2 years' time, but it doesn't even have a trade name yet. And people are sourcing it through compound pharmacies in the States and in Egypt, and selling it here to clients who don't know what they're getting.
Wow. And obviously, that is not a good thing. Is it actually dangerous?
I mean, we had a patient admitted last weekend into Vincent's with really bad abdominal pain, vomiting, and what we call an acute kidney injury from dehydration. And she was getting this particular injection twice a week from her personal trainer, knew what it was called, didn't know the dose she was on, and of course was ashamed to admit to it. So there was a delay in diagnosis because it was 24 hours before it came to light that they were taking the drug.
Wow. Is that quite widespread a phenomenon?
If we see it once in our emergency department, it's being seen in every emergency department around the country, and it's being underdiagnosed. And the noise that's out there, as you mentioned on TikTok, is you know, significant. And you get linked to WhatsApp numbers to, you know, purchase your supply. So it's very widespread.
So Donal, is it as simple as saying to people, under no circumstances take any of this medication without going through your GP and expert medical consultation first?
Yeah, I would kind of apply that to, you know, in general, prescription medication should be prescribed under medical supervision. I mean, that's what it's about.
It's a no-brainer. It's an absolute no-brainer. Let's talk about some of the positive impacts of GLP-1s, weight loss drugs. The positive impacts, are they a game changer?
It's GLP-1s.
What did I say? You
keep saying GPL.
Ah, that's what was written down in front of me, GLP-1s. So my apologies.
Yeah. No, it's fine. And it is, and the actual names they have then are tongue twisters altogether. But the shame is that this should be an incredibly positive time for people who are living with obesity, a time where they see that there is a breakthrough in our understanding of the disease, our available treatments for the disease. And instead of that, it's been hijacked into this frenzy of thin people wanting to be thinner, personal trainers incorporating it into exercise regimes. That's unfortunate, because the positives are it's a very good treatment for the disease of obesity. We are seeing other effects of GLP that are anti-inflammatory in the body, which is very good. There's a study published in the last few weeks showing that the impact on impulse control disorders like alcohol use disorder, like gambling, like violent behavior is actually very strong and is going to be explored a lot over the next 10 to 15 years, because I think it's a breakthrough in psychiatry and that field that we didn't see coming even two or three years ago. So the positives are there. Taken under medical supervision, you'll get advice about the side effects. So if you get abdominal tummy pain, if you get very constipated, you'll know what to do. You'll be told, you need to stop it. You maybe need to reduce your dose. Have a chat with the GP. So like the patient I mentioned to you, if they'd been taking it under medical supervision, then when the abdominal pain and vomiting started, they would have stopped the injection. Instead, yeah, they kept getting it at least twice the recommended dose and got sicker and sicker.
Okay. Can I ask you about the latest study on weight loss drugs published in the BMG? It analysed over 260 clinical trials involving around 100,000 participants. The researchers found greater weight loss was consistently associated with higher rates of adverse events and treatment discontinuation. It said most agents do not improve quality of life meaningfully, and few show cardiovascular benefits. That's according to the authors of the study. Were you surprised by that? Have you had a chance to analyse that study yet?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised by it, because it looked at all treatments we've had medical over the years. And it's only with the advent of the GLP-1s that we are seeing the kind of benefits to quality of life. It is transformative in those people in whom it works well. 60% of people started on a GLP will be on it at a year. And the reason for stopping is if the side effects are bad, then the you're going to stop it. Cost is another reason for discontinuation. And in terms of the more weight you lose, the more adverse effects you have, that kind of applies to any weight loss treatment. So when we do obesity surgery, the gastric bypass, the 18 months after that is very difficult. People lose their hair. They might get gallstones if they're not kind of protected from that. And they are the side effects of weight loss. There's even an increase in suicidal kind of thoughts following surgery and with any effective weight loss treatment we've had over the years. So you need to know that when you're dealing with people living with obesity. You need to kind of counsel them about that so that they're aware. But we have now arrived at what's almost an inflection point in the medical management of obesity, where we have a treatment that's based on our understanding of obesity, that is effective, but that is, we're still at the first in class phase of this. So when we say that, it's, this is the first of the kind of family of drugs that we're using. And the ones that are in development are sequentially stronger and more effective, and they will be more effective in every aspect.
Okay.
Which is great.
Lots of people getting in touch, Donal. Somebody saying, can you ask Donal, what is the long-term impact on those using GLP-1s for cosmetic reasons? So many friends using it and don't need to.
I mean, the long-term impact, used outside of the medical indications, we just don't know. Most people using it for cosmetic reasons use it for a short while. The weight drops, then the weight goes back on again. And we know historically that kind of yo-yoing in weight interferes with how your body runs its engine. So we would expect that to be not good for the body.
I don't know how comfortable you are in kind of handling individual ones, but I'll throw this at you and feel free to pass on it. Would Donal recommend weight loss drugs for an obese lady in her late 60s, healthy but has hiatal hernia? Again, I'm guessing you might need to have a bit more detail than that.
Yeah, so I mean, just even about, so it's a lady with obesity, not an obese lady.
Well, I'm just hang on now. I'm just reading what the person said. I'm not going to change her wording, Donald.
That's fair, but I want her to change her wording, because within the field of obesity, is you don't call they're a cancer person. They're a person with cancer.
Okay.
So people first is very important as we try and change the attitude to obesity. And obesity should be treated at any age. A hiatus hernia is something that might mean they'll get more side effects. And one of the side effects of the GLP-1s is a kind of a rotten egg burping, because gastric emptying, stomach emptying is delayed. And that is likely to be a little more common in someone with a hiatus hernia. But these treatments are suitable across the kind of age range. And there's relatively few what we call contraindications, but a history of pancreatitis would be, you know, one where we would be very slow to use it.
Okay, one last text here. I've been on GLP-1s for 3 weeks now. I'm not feeling the full effect and still having incessant food noise. I'm on a 2.5 ml dose. Will it have more effect when I up my dose?
So the answer to that is it may do. There's a starter dose for a reason, that the body gets kind of accustomed to a low dose. But the effective weight loss dose of, the treatment that starts at the 2.5, the effective weight loss dose is 15. And the cost of that dose is very expensive. It's close to €500 a month. And, wow. And that's really not sustainable for the vast majority of people.
Yeah, sure. Okay, listen, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Professor Donal O'Shea there, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.